بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا ٹائٹل فار دا پریزنٹ ٹاک از اسلام اینڈ جوڈائزم. یو نو بوتھ آر سیمیٹک ریلیجن. دیر آر تھری سیمیٹک ریلیجن, اسلام اینڈ جوڈائزم اینڈ کرسچینٹی. بٹ ڈیو ٹو سم ریزن دیر از ا نیگیٹو فیلنگ امنگ مسلمس اگینسٹ جوز. I don't know that this is Islamic. This kind of negative thinking is not Islamic thinking. It was due to some political reasons. Islam as an ideology is a positive ideology. Islam believes in positive thinking. The most important teaching of Islam is to live with positive feeling even in negative situations. This is the most important teaching of Islam. Why? Because the most important target of Islam is to establish contact between man and God. This kind of contact cannot be achieved in negative situations with negative feelings. So every sincere Muslim who want to live in the neighborhood of God, who want to live in neighborhood of angels, want to live in spirituality, want to establish contacts with God Almighty, he must adopt positive culture. Positive culture means following positive principles even in negative situations. So I think that Jews are not exception. Jews are not exception. You have to live with positivity in every situation. There is a well-known story about the Prophet of Islam. You know, when Prophet was in Medina, there were some Jewish tribes at that time. So what happened? One day the Prophet saw a funeral procession passing through a street in Medina. He was seated at that time. On seeing the funeral, the Prophet stood up in respect. One of his companions said, "O Prophet, it was funeral of a Jew, not a Muslim." Prophet replied, "Alaysat nafsan?" Was he not a human being? It means that it is a fact that he is a Jew, is a member of Jewish tribes, but at the same time he is a human being. So as far as his religion is concerned, his religion is different from my religion. But as far as his position as a human being is concerned, he is a human being just like myself. It is a very important teaching of Islam. Why? Because God Almighty created man as a social animal. Man is a social animal. In what sense? Society is an interdependent phenomena. Interdependence is an essential part of social living. Through social living, we learn from others. Social living means mutual learning. Mutual learning. Mutual learning is very important. So, in this story of the Prophet of Islam, you find a very good formula. Very good formula. How to establish this kind of contact, this kind of social contact, how to live in a society with this spirit of mutual learning. It's a very simple formula. Alaysat nafsan, this formula is mentioned in this saying of the Prophet of Islam. It means that although he is a Jew, or he is a Muslim, he is a Hindu, or he is a Parsi, or he is a Buddhist, but at the same time he is a human being. So as far as the religion or culture is concerned, maybe there are differences, but at the same time both are human beings. So here you can discover commonality. It's a very good formula. And this formula gives you opportunity to learn from everyone. You know, Umar Farooq was the second caliph of Islam. Umar Farooq. About Umar Farooq, we read in books that kana yataallamu min kulli ahad, kana yataallamu min kulli ahad. His method was method of learning, to learn from others, to learn from others. The learning process was his culture, his habit, learning process. Every time he wanted to learn something from others. So how you can learn from others? If you live in a tendency that is called we and they tendency, we and they. You are Muslims, others are non-Muslims. You are Muslims, others are Hindu or Christian. This kind of thinking is an obstacle towards mutual learning. Towards mutual learning. So the best formula is that avoid the difference in terms of culture, in terms of religion, and see the commonality in terms of humanity. So there may be differences in culture and religion, but there is no difference at all in terms of humanity. Here you can discover commonality. And this commonality is the basis of mutual learning. Muslims of modern age, forgot this kind of spirit. So you see, they are living in ghetto. I read a book. This book was authored by an Arab writer, well-known writer, Amir Shakib Arslan. لِمَاذَا تَأْخَرَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَتَقَدَّمَ غَيْرُهُمْ. Yani, why Muslims became backward and others became forward? لِمَاذَا تَأْخَرَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَتَقَدَّمَ غَيْرُهُمْ. Why Muslims became backward and others became forward? So according to this author, the answer is that Muslims forgot the jihadi spirit. So according to this author, jihadi spirit is the most important thing in progress and development. This is wrong. I think the Muslims, present Muslims, forgot the spirit of mutual learning. I have saw in this country, in India, especially before independence, Muslims were hesitant to get admission in Hindu school or Christian school or government school. They wanted to establish Muslim school. This kind of tendency, because of this kind of tendency, they became a ghetto. This is a ghetto mentality. This kind of mentality is a ghetto mentality. The Muslims became a ghetto. This is the main reason of their backwardness. This is the main reason of their backwardness. Now, there are some very sad aspects of this subject. For example, you know, in the first chapter of the Quran is Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The majority of Muslims believe that in this chapter, مغضوب عليهم means Jewish people and ضالين means Christian people. It is wrong. No teaching of Islam is based on community or race. No. By Zalin and Maghzub, both Quran means some quality, some features, not any race. Maghzub alayhi means those who were cursed, who received divine curse, but it was based on any race. It's based on individuals, on their character. God's reward and punishment both is based on character, individual character, not to race. No races in this world, according to Islamic law, according to the divine law, no race is superior, no race is inferior. No race is blessed race and no race is cursed race. It is wrong. All these things depend on merit, on quality, on character. So this kind of wrong commentary is the main reason why Muslims became negative towards Jewish people. And also not only Jewish people, against Christians, against Hindus, against Parsis and Britishers and Americans, Muslims become negative. This kind of feeling is communal feeling, it is not Islamic feeling. This kind of negativity is based on communal feeling. It has no justification in Islamic teachings. Now, I would like to mention some references from the early history of Islam. There is no we and they concept in Islam. We and they concept is quite alien in Islam. It is quite foreign in Islam. Islam believes in commonality. All human being is one and the same. So when you know Prophet of Islam was received first revelation in 610 AD. At that time he was in Mecca. So when he received this first revelation, it was a new experience for him. So there was a kind of, you can say, bewilderment or some kind of uneasiness. So at that time he was in cave of Hira. So he returned back from Hira at his home. There was Khadija. She was his wife. So the first person he met in Mecca was Warqa bin Nawfal. This happened according to the suggestion of Khadija. Khadija suggested that we must meet Warqa bin Nawfal. So Khadija and Prophet Muhammad went to Warqa bin Nawfal. He was living in Mecca. He was an old man. Also, he was at that time, he became blind. So Prophet Muhammad narrated the story happened in the cave of Hira. So Warqa bin Nawfal was the first person in Mecca to whom he narrated that story. You know who was Warqa? He was a Christian. Warqa was a Christian. The first interaction in Mecca, the first person to whom he interacted was Warqa ibn Nawfal, and he was a Christian. Here you can see that there is no concept of we and they in Islam. Maybe Warqa was a Christian, but he was a human being. He was a scholar. Then you know, after 13 years of Mecca period, when he decided to migrate from Mecca and settle in Medina. So at that time, he required a guide. At that time, you know, there were no roads. Now there is very good, very nice roads between Mecca and Medina, and all kind of facilities. But at that time, there were mountains, there were no roads, no facilities. So he wanted to have a guide. I know who was his guide at that time. This was a very, very dangerous journey. Every time there was a risk. But he opted for Abdullah bin Arqat as his guide. And you know who was this Abdullah bin Arqat? He was a mushrik, a member of enemy community. You know, mushrik people of Mecca were enemy, became enemy. They turned hostile. So Abdullah bin Arqat was an idol worshipper. He was a mushrik. He was a member of the enemy community. But he opted for Abdullah bin Arqat as his guide. This is the Islamic spirit. We and the concept is not in Islam. I am Muslim, he is a mushrik. I am a Muslim, he is a Hindu. I am Muslim, he is a Jew. I am Muslim, he is a Christian. This kind of separatism is not in Islam. Islam believes in common humanity. Every human being is my sister and brothers. Then you know, in later period of Islamic history, Muslims established some universities, some institutions like Baitul Hikmah and Darul Hikmah. So you know, they employed Christian scholars and Jewish scholars in these institutions. During Abbasid period, then in Spain also, and in Cairo, there were universities, there were institutions, and Muslim scholars and Christian scholars, and Muslim scholars and Jewish scholars were working together in these institutions. There was no communal feeling. This was the true Islamic spirit. So if you find that the religion of my neighbor is different, so this is not, you cannot take it as an excuse. Because he, at the same time, he is a human being. I know a businessman from Bombay. He told me that in Bombay he is staying from 50 years. Now he is perhaps 70 years old. He said that during these 50 years, I happened to meet so many Muslims as a partner and a dealer, as a customer, but the best person I ever met was a Jewish. He was Mr. Klati. Mr. Klati was his partner in Bombay. He said that Mr. Klati in later years wanted to migrate from Bombay, and now he is living in Israel. But when he was in Bombay and he was a partner of this Muslim businessman, he found that he is the best partner, honest partner. He never created any problem at all. So in every human being, in every person, there are two different personalities. Although his religion or culture may be different, but at the same time, he is a human being. And here you can discover commonality between you and that person. Without this spirit, you cannot progress in this world. All kind of progress, all kind of development need joint effort, joint struggle, international struggle. So if you are living in ghetto, if you are living in the spirit of we and they, then you cannot develop, because it is against the law of nature. God created man on this principle, principle of interdependence. So our society is based on interdependence principle. You must enter into dialogue, you must enter into interaction. So through mutual effort, you can progress. If you are deprived from mutual effort, you cannot progress in this world. So I think that this kind of thinking, that we are Muslims, they are Jew, it's quite wrong thinking. You have to see everyone as a human being. I am a human being, others are human being. This is the best kind of thinking. Then this thinking breeds all kind of good qualities, like positive thinking, tolerance, love, compassion, peace. All these qualities are result of that spirit, that is spirit of common humanity. If you see people as your brothers, as your sisters, then you will inculcate positivity in your heart. You will inculcate a spirit of love, a spirit of tolerance in your heart. And if you see that there are other people, they are enemy, they are rival, they are non-Muslims, they are kafir, this kind of thinking is a killer thinking. Killer thinking. Then you will be compelled to live in ghetto. Even in Palestine, the worst case is Palestine, case of Palestine. Even in Palestine, Muslims have opted for a very wrong path. When they found that in Palestine there are Muslims as well as there are Jews, it was a good for Muslims also, because this was an opportunity to learn from others. It was an opportunity. Arabs must take this as an opportunity rather than a problem. Why? Because these Jewish people were ahead in education. But Arabs were backward in education from these Jews. So they established a very bad contact. They became hostile, they became enemy, they became violent against these Jewish people. It was a good chance for them, it was a good opportunity for them to learn from these Jews. You know, these Jewish people, performed a miracle in Palestine in terms of education, in terms of horticulture, in terms of agriculture. If you visit Palestine, you will find that there are two different areas, Arab area and Jewish area. In Arab area, there is a desert, there are ghetto, there are dirty lane. There's no different, no progress, no development. It's not due to conspiracy from Jewish people. It is due to lack of true spirit among Arabs. And if you travel in the Jewish part of Palestine, you will find that there are planned city, beautiful city. There are agriculture. There are horticulture. There are flourishing business. There are all kinds of travels. As Arab established hostilities, they became violent. They engaged in fighting. So all those opportunities were not able to avail all those opportunities. This difference is not due to Jewish conspiracy. It is due to failure of Arabs. They failed to avail all those opportunities. I know that these Arabs always blame Jewish people. All those atrocities in which Arabs are living, they blame that all these, the basic cause are Jewish people. Due to enmity of Jewish people, due to conspiracy of Jewish people, due to violence of Jewish people, they became backward. But I think it is wrong. All the blames go to Arabs because they fail to understand the reality. They fail to understand the true spirit of Islam. Due to this, the present situation in Palestine is that one part of Palestine is developed part and the other part is underdeveloped part. So I think that difference is a part of nature. There are differences between Muslims themselves. There are differences between different Muslim communities, different Muslim groups, different Muslims scholars. So difference is a part of nature. You cannot remove all these differences from human life. But at the same time, there are opportunities. So although there were differences between Muslims and Jewish people, it is a fact. But at the same time, there were opportunities. You know, in Baghdad, in Cairo, in Gharnata, in Cordoba, everywhere Muslims availed that opportunities. They employed Jewish scholars. And it is a fact that all those development during the Muslim period were due to this joint effort. It's this joint effort. At that time, Muslims and Christians and Jews all were working jointly in Baitul Hikmat, in Darul Hikmat and everywhere. But now in our present, now in modern time, Muslims fail to understand this aspect of life. It is very sad, very, very sad. But it's a fact that present Muslims have failed to understand this spirit. So I can say that don't make difference an excuse. Don't make difference an excuse. Don't make enmity an excuse. Don't make conspiracy an excuse. It's the greatest wisdom. This is the greatest wisdom. You know, Prophet Jesus said, love your enemy. It means, don't make enmity an excuse. So this is the greatest wisdom. And only those people can progress in this world who adopt this formula of life. There is no exception. There is a very good saying, if you have a good excuse, don't use it. So, I think that we have to leave this kind of thinking, that this community is our enemy, they are our conspirator against ourselves, and this and that. All these thinking is negative thinking. And negative thinking is the greatest killer. Positive thinking gives you life. This is the formula. Positive thinking gives you life. And negative thinking gives you death. So negative thinking is killer thinking. If you want to progress, you have no option other than to adopt this formula. Because God created man with freedom. Freedom. So everyone is free. So it is but natural that someone will misuse his freedom and some will use properly. So you cannot change the course of history. So we have no option other than to understand this fact and adjust with the situation. You know, Jewish scholars have served Islam a great. Many, many books were authored by Jewish people. In the early period of Islam, there was a great scholar, great Jewish scholar. His name was Abdullah bin Salam. His services were great in commentary of Quran. Then in our modern times, there were, I know some people who were born in Jewish family, then they embraced Islam, and they authored some very important books, like Maryam Jamila. She was born in a Jewish family, and then she embraced Islam. And she published so many books on Islam, very good books. Then Mr. Leopold Asad, she was born in a Jewish family. Then he embraced Islam. And he also published so many books, especially a commentary on the Quran. He has published a complete commentary on the Quran, and his commentary is very popular among Muslim scholars. There are some other books like Islam at the Crossroads. So in history you will find that there were so many Jews who embraced Islam, and they very great servant of Islam. So this kind of thinking that we are Muslims, they are Jew, and Jew are Maloon, Maghzoob, is completely wrong. No one is Maloon by birth. According to my experience, I found that every human being has some special quality. Every human being was born with some special quality. Every man and woman, both. It is God's blessing that He created every human being, every man and woman, with some very special qualities. So we have to discover that special quality and learn something from them. If our thinking is based on we and they concept, we cannot learn. We have to go beyond this concept, we and they concept, so that we may discover that special quality which was given by God. This kind of spirit is very important in every kind of activity, academic activity, business activity, in every field. If you inculcate in your person this kind of spirit, then you can learn from every human being. You become a universal person. So in one case, you is compelled to live as a communal person. But in the other case, you will be a universal person. So there are two options for you. Either to live as a communal person or to live as a universal person. So I think that this kind of thinking is clear thinking, that I am a Muslim and these people are kafir, these people are this and that. This is a clear thinking, clear. With this thinking, Muslims cannot progress. If you read all those literatures published by Muslims and Muslim papers and magazines, you will find that all the Muslim writers are engaged to disclose the conspiracy of other nations. Near about all the Muslim writers, all the Muslim thinkers, all the Muslim authors are engaged to disclose the conspiracies of other communities. This kind of thinking is quite wrong. I'm not denying that there is no conspiracy. Conspiracy is a result of misuse of freedom. And you cannot abolish freedom. So conspiracy is also a part of life. We have to live with conspiracies. We have to live with all these conspiracies, with all these enmities. But the good tidings for us is that the world was created on this formula, innamal usra yusra. It means that with every problem there is a solution. No conspiracy or no enmity can abolish all those opportunities. It is impossible. So I admit that there are conspiracies, there are enmities, but there is part of life. We have to live with all these conspiracies, with all these enmities. So I'm not saying that, Jewish people are friend of Muslims. No. I'm saying that they're human being. So as they are human being, they are just like ourselves. So if we want to establish a better society, if we want to progress in this world, we have to leave all these negative thinking. We have to abandon all these negative thinking. Negative thinking is the greatest killer for human progress. So as we cannot create a new world, a new universe, it is beyond our capacity to create a new world where there is no enemy, no conspirator. It's not possible for us. So we have to try to live in this world with positive attitude. We have to try to discover the opportunities rather than complaining against the so-called conspiracies or enmities. So I'm not saying that there is no difference between Islam and Judaism. I'm not saying that there is no difference between Muslims and Jewish people. I'm not saying like this. I am saying that although there are differences, although there are enmities, although there are conspiracies, but at the same time, it is a fact that they are human being. They are human being. So as human being, we can learn from them so many things. This is the only option for us. So the greatest fact we have to keep in our mind that we are not the creator of the present world. Present world was created by God. So as we are not creator of this world, we have to adjust with this world. And world was created with so many people. It is God's creation that in this world there are Muslims, there are Jews, there are Hindus, there are Parsis, there are Christians, there are Americans, there are Britishers. It is also a part of the creation. Jewish people and other people were also created by God. Every human being was created by God. Just like ourselves. So what is the use of complaining or protesting? So Muslims must abandon all those things, all those negative things. They must abandon complaint, they must abandon protest. They must inculcate the spirit of tolerance. I think that tolerance is the very, very important element in human life. Without tolerance you cannot progress in this world. In Quran it is mentioned as Iraz. There are two very important words in the Quran. Iraz and Sabr. Iraz and Sabr. Iraz means tolerance or avoidance, and sabr means patience. So patience and avoidance are very important in Islamic scheme of life. Without tolerance, there is no Islam. Without patience, there is no Islam. So we have to know that patience and tolerance are just like ibadah, just like namaz, just like hajj. Patience and tolerance, that is irada and sabr, are an integral part of Islamic life. Patience and tolerance are integral part of Islamic life. Without patience, there is no Islam. Without tolerance, there is no Islam. Without adjustment, there is no Islam. Without mutual learning, there is no Islam. Islam is not simply a set of rituals. Islam is a living religion, a living culture. So we have to adopt iraad and sabr and friendship towards others, towards all. Islam teaches friendly culture, human friendly culture. Islamic formula is insan friendly formula. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum ajmain.